Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, you need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this six energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path number 3, I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got swan spirit. And so what's really coming in with swan is so aligned with this six universal energy that we have moving throughout October. And it has to do with relationships, relationship to self, relationship to others, a relationship coming in, a new relationship, something like that, maybe a soulmate experience, or mending of a relationship in some way that brings you peace and closure. So no matter how the conversation or the experience goes, and no matter what the outcome is, there's like this coming together and seeing eye to eye enough to where you can lay this situation to rest and not carry with you sort of the animosity or the resentment or the anger, or whatever it is that you might have been carrying with you. And so it's just this energy to be able to find your peace and find sort of harmony within the situation. Again, for some of you, this could be a relationship coming in, meeting a soulmate, meeting even a karmic situation, something like that. This could be a marriage proposal, getting married, having children, seeing your family expand, anything along those lines. But it's unity of some sort. So even if it's parting ways with someone, there is sort of a coming together, even as you walk away, if that makes sense, because it's kind of, again, finding the peace within the situation and the harmony so that you're no longer carrying a burden. And I also see this, like I said, as sort of your relationship to yourself. So this can be if you're somebody who has a really hard time setting healthy boundaries, if you're somebody who has a hard time saying no because you want to please others or try to be everything to everyone, I think that this is going to be an opportunity for you to take a closer look at what you need and to really honor that. And in doing so, you come back to yourself. You follow your truth. You follow your inner knowing. And again, you honor that. And so that's going to feel, you know, it might feel a little bit challenging at first because we're so used to and we're so conditioned to do for others before we do for ourselves type thing. And I feel like this month is going to be an opportunity to show you that in actuality, you need to do for yourself first before you can do for others. And so I think this is going to be an opportunity for some of you to come back to yourself in that way and to start really honoring what you need and what you want, what you're willing to compromise on, what you're not willing to compromise on, and really take that to the next level to where you are honoring yourself first. So I broke the month down into 4 weeks, and it's interesting. We kind of have a little bit of challenging energy, but also some very, very positive energy. And so it's just kind of, again, how you move through it and the choices that you decide to make, right? And I think that's why Swan Spirit is coming in so strongly to remind you to honor yourself, honor thyself, okay? Especially as you move through October. And do no harm to self or others, right? Okay, so we start the month off with what looks like some somewhat challenging energy. This is a completion of some sort. This is some kind of emotional experience coming to an end. So, and this feels like your decision or a mutual decision for this to come to an end. Now, this doesn't have to be like a romantic partnership or whatever. It can be career, it can be a job ending, it can be, you know, a friendship ending, you know, you name it. If it's, but it feels like it's something that has been moving in this direction for a while, and now we see it come to completion. And anytime something that we have been emotionally invested in comes to completion, there is a level of grief associated with that. There is a level of having to move through the emotions that surface because we are emotional beings. That's natural. That's normal. We don't want to suppress that. And so I feel like this could be a time where you could be heavily within your emotions, and that's okay. Honor it, move through it, feel through it, do what you need to do. But know that this ending needed to occur, whatever this is, because it's helping you move into something that's much more fulfilling and much more aligned with what you need and your direction. So definitely seeing some kind of ending. It doesn't really feel like an abrupt ending. It feels like something like maybe you've seen coming, although it could be abrupt. But ultimately understand that whether it's you making the decision to end whatever this is, or if it's divine intervention where the universe sort of swoops in and creates a scenario where it has to come to completion, where it just feels like it's out of your control, just understand that this is this. There's a purpose to this, that this is meant to be, and try to find solace in that as you move through whatever that is. Then we move into sort of the polar opposite energy, the second week of October, where it's actually very uplifting, almost like a gift from the universe coming in that's very fulfilling, very joyful, very abundant energy. And it brings some level of recognition with it, some level of feeling very supported and very nurtured, which again, we're in this sixth universal cycle this month. So this can feel like a dream coming true for something. Maybe you applied for something or you submitted a piece of artwork or something like that. This has to do with emotional fulfillment, but something that you contributed towards, right? This isn't just something falling in your lap for no reason. This is something that you've worked towards, something that you've contributed towards, or a vision that came in for you that maybe you haven't gotten very far on it, but you've taken the steps. You've started the process. And I see some recognition coming into that, some support. This could be a time where you start to get funding or you start to see people coming in to support you in this endeavor, whatever this is. This could also be, I'm getting a wedding as well. So if you are somebody who is engaged and you're planning on getting married, or not even planning, you know, maybe you were planning on having a bigger wedding, but you just decide to go off and elope. I could definitely see that in this energy. And it's very supported. It's beautiful energy. So definitely embrace whatever comes in for you at this time. This feels very much like your cup runneth over. This is beautiful energy. Then we move into the third week. And this is so interesting. It's kind of like a little bit of back and forth here for threes. The third week, we see this kind of struggle with a relationship. And really what I'm getting is communication. There's something here where you're trying to do it, or the other person is trying to do something all on their own, and being really stubborn about that. And the key here is to communicate, to express what you need, to fully try to understand what the other person needs. And the only way to get to that is through communication. This is that time where, again, if there's something that, which would totally make sense under the sixth energy. We talked about this in the intro. This is that time where I see coming in for you threes, where that elephant that has been in the room is going to really surface, and he's going to hang out until this is discussed, until this is taken care of. Because whatever this is that's sort of been a struggle or been an annoyance or something that's really been challenging for whatever this relationship is, it needs to be dealt with. And it's almost as if it's been kind of keeps being pushed to the side because it's just easier to fall into avoidance as opposed to you know, working with whatever this is and having the conversation. And you both owe that to each other. So yeah, I definitely see some kind of struggle here in a relationship, but again, or if there's something that was very challenging or feels challenging, or you feel misunderstood or not heard, this is going to call for, again, compassion, understanding, and communication. That's going to be a big one. And sometimes those conversations are going to be difficult to have, but you're not going to make any headway. You're not going to see any resolution without having those conversations, without making that effort. And so if you can do that, and if your partner can do that, then I see you two, you know, working this out, whatever this is, and, you know, and whatever the solution is, but coming to some kind of resolution. So again, it's not a burden that you're both carrying, because if you're feeling it, your partner is also feeling it in some way. And it doesn't have to be a romantic partner. Again, it can be any relationship, but it's just one that's been a struggle. It's one that's been some kind of constant struggle, or something within the relationship that's going unsaid, but is definitely being felt by all involved. So just an opportunity here for you to have some communication, have a conversation about whatever this is that's bothering you, or if your partner comes to you with something that's really on their mind, that's really bothering them, this is your opportunity to listen without becoming defensive, without taking it personal, and understanding that it takes a level of courage and vulnerability to have those difficult conversations. And keep that in mind, even if it's something that triggers you, even if it's something that you feel like you need to defend, try to listen first and see what the person is trying to say. Even if they're coming across as a little bit defensive themselves, just understand perhaps that's the only way that they know how to get the message out. But the key here is if you can truly listen to what they're saying and truly try to understand the meaning behind what they're saying through conversation, I think that's really going to help your relationship, or help, you know, move this in the direction it needs to move into. And then the fourth week, I'm just seeing this energy around there needing to be some kind of a shift in focus in something. And it's something that you, again, sort of feels like, it kind of feels again like having some kind of conversation that's challenging, but finding the strength to do that. And this actually feels like, it also feels like some level of your focus is so hyper-focused on something, like your energy is so focused into something that's just not kind of working, or it feels like something's missing. And what they're basically saying is become the observer. You need to pull yourself out of the situation for a minute and take a broader perspective. Look at things through a different lens, if that's possible for you to do, and become the observer. Quiet the mind and become the observer in this situation, and you will find what it is that you're looking for. Because the answer is like right there. Like there's this shift in perspective, or this shift in focus that's needed. And the piece that's sort of been missing to whatever this is has been with you all along. It's just sort of like you're just kind of missing it because it's just out of viewpoint. But if you can pull yourself out of the situation for a period of time and take a look from a different perspective, then you're going to gain a lot more clarity. And it may be that you need to speak with someone to kind of get a different perspective, because sometimes if we're really in something, it's hard for us to see things from a different perspective because we're so in it, you know? So this could be a time where, you know, having a reading or talking to a therapist or talking to a friend or something like that, where they can offer a different perspective, will come in handy, right? It doesn't mean that that perspective has to fully resonate, or that you have to take everything they say, you know, to the hill and use it all. It's just giving you a different viewpoint from an outsider looking in, if that makes sense. And I think that whatever comes in for you, however you see things clearly, is going to help you to make some decisions that you've been needing to make. That's going to call on some inner strength, again, to maybe have some of those difficult conversations and to not take the situation personally as much as possible. And I think that's really going to help you to gain some clarity, to gain a larger vantage point, to be able to assist you in sort of moving out of this slump, whatever this is, or this this sort of lower vibration that maybe you're kind of in a funk or feeling like you're feeling stagnant or something like that. This change in perspective or this greater perspective will assist you in moving out of that, right? So that you can move much more freely. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. I hope October is a beautiful month for you all. I'm sure it will be. It looks like it's going to be pretty transformative, but powerful nonetheless. So thank you all for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.